Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside City Council member Ralph Schneblin, who is running for re-election to the council in this year's city election.
Ralph Schneblin, you are running for re-election for the Riverside City Council. How about we start off by telling us a bit about yourself?
Well, I've been, I guess, a Riverside resident all my life. I've been in business in Riverside since 1959. I've served on about 38 years either as mayor or on the City Council of Riverside, so I know a lot about what's going on in Riverside. I have a lot of experience in water sewer systems and stuff that the council feels I'm very valuable to helping them when they have underground problems. I know where a lot of the lines are. I spent a lot of time years ago working the system. I've been a Riverside Fire Department member for 35 years. I was one of the co-chairmen in Building Hall Park, so my stuff goes back a long ways, and also a member of the Riverside Community Club. I was co-chairman on the Riverside Centennial in 72. I worked with the county mayors starting the countywide law enforcement, so I've been around a while.
Yeah, you've been involved very much so in Riverside. Why have you decided to run for re-election?
Well, I've always been interested in Riverside, and I feel the last 3 to 4 years, we've made a big stride in moving forward for Riverside. We put a new 5-year plan together, and I want to make sure that 5-year plan continues. We're looking at extending water and sewer systems into a new area where we can have new housing. We're working with a landowner and contractor to start a new housing area, which could have upwards of 80 new units. So I think Riverside needs a lot more housing. They've been all going out of town because there wasn't anything available. 2 years ago, we opened up Cherry Lane up there, which is almost half the lots are sold now. And we want to, within 3 years, it's my goal to have a community center started and maybe completed. At least I want it in the, groundbreaking on it. We've still got a bunch of old 4-inch water lines that needed to be replaced to 6 inches required by state law. And there's just a lot going on. We want to add on more paved streets with curb and gutter. We've got to finish up rebuilding the downtown, the new sidewalks. I think that's going to be a great improvement to our downtown. They're going to resurface Highway 22 coming through here, possibly next year or the following year, and new parking areas will be all resurfaced. So there's just a lot going on that I feel that I've got a lot of interest in and a lot of expertise in helping with it.
You mentioned a lot of projects for Riverside that you're interested in seeing them through. Is there any one particular that you care most about if reelected to another term?
Well, yeah, our finishing up the downtown, because we've always had a lot of storm sewer drainage problems in the area, and next summer we're hoping to get them completed. And, you know, I know a lot about the water systems and everything, and I need to help get that completed. And then when that's done, then the highway will be done, and all the new sidewalks will be finished up there, and I think that's probably one my number one priority. And probably my number two priority is getting water and sewer area in the new, for the community center and the new housing area, so we can get started building some more homes, because there seems to be a real need for them.
In closing, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Yeah, I think that, I guess where I'm coming from, if I didn't think it was necessary that I see these projects through because of my knowledge and experience in the city and help them get them done, I probably wouldn't have run again. But because we got so much going on, and I'm kind of a very conservative person, I'm not going to let them spend a lot of money that we don't need to spend and work on getting all the grants. And I know a lot of people, a lot of agencies and stuff that helps when we look to go after grants and things. I've served on a lot of county boards and even on some Johnson County boards. So I think that helps us acquire things that we normally, you know, a new council member don't know all this stuff, and not that a new council member isn't a good worker and stuff, but I think it's just my knowledge is going to help the city a lot.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Riverside City Council member Ralph Schneblin. You can find this and other Riverside City Council candidate interviews at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.